News Talk Sports of the Triad, WSJS 933. Deion Williams, President and CEO of Piedmont Advantage Credit Union, talking about the importance and necessity of building and maintaining an emergency savings fund just for unexpected whatever. We could go on. That's an unending list of how many unexpected expenditures there can be in the course of everyday living.
If you have kids, pets, a house, a car, something's going
to
happen.
You mentioned the pets. I'd forgotten that. I tried to shut that out. It's amazing that one little visit.
Yes.
And you get that phone call. I love my dog, but really? It's a dog. Are we okay? But yeah. So tap into the savings fund in that case if you have that capacity. So what are some of the ways one can go about building an emergency savings fund?
Well, right before the break, we were talking about the garage sale.
Right.
And that's a great one because as kids get older, or maybe you've had pets and don't have pets anymore, or there's things that you've outgrown, maybe you're thinking about downsizing your house later in life, any of those things that you just put it out in the garage, don't let it accumulate. There's value for it somewhere. And one way you can do it is to have a garage sale, and you may make several hundred dollars, if not more, easily in one event, and you've got your emergency fund right there. It's taken care of.
Plus, you got rid of the stuff.
Yes, the clutter. Because
negate the importance of redistribution when you hold a garage sale or an estate sale, right?
That's right.
You don't have to walk around it anymore. It's no longer my concern.
Absolutely. Because that is something that you can't, you have a hailstorm and you can't get your car in the garage because you've got, so clean it out. That's a great way that you're doing yourself a service and you're making some money that way. A tax refund's another really good way that you can fund your emergency fund. I know it's a way that, I don't want to say the tax refund's necessarily unexpected, but it's something that you get kind of in a lump sum, and you can kind of give it that purpose. If you get a raise, that's another time to start. If, let's say, you got a 3% raise, whatever that comes to after tax,
I've heard people have done that. They get a raise, and when they balance their checkbook, just say it came down to the bottom line, they were getting $50 more a month, but they never adjusted the $50 deposit in their checkbook, and so at the end of the year, without ever acknowledging, they said just out of sight, out of mind, there was an extra $600 in the account.
Yes.
Because they had done it, they'd never paid attention. It was like it didn't exist. So it just immediately got funneled into their savings account. They never had to deal with it. It wasn't like they had to relinquish it. You know, it wasn't money in hand and they had to, you got to take it from me. No, it was just, and it was an easy way to help build that fund. And it was no sweat because it was like they never saw the money.
Exactly.
But it's there when you need it.
It's there when you need it, and that's the most important thing. So between tax refunds, if you get those, or yard sale, or then if you get a raise, those are three ways right there that you can jumpstart it.
You know, and the tax refund, just a backtrack for a moment, that's not like it's money you had that you've now lost.
That's right. That's your money.
It's just a bonus, and it belongs to you. So go ahead and let it work for you and sit in reserve. And we talk about the financial component and the element and how it can make life easier, but there's a psychological element here as well.
There is. And just remember, slow and steady wins the race. You do not have to fund your emergency fund overnight. If it gets depleted, you don't have to replenish it overnight. These things, they can come in waves, but you may go months or years without anything happening. So don't let any one instance get you down. Just focus on what's facing you right now and focus on replenishing it. I mean, if you spend your $1,000 and then you have to go back and replenish the $1,000, you can do it $50 a time. You can do it $100 a pop. You don't have to worry about doing $1,000 tomorrow. And I think that's the main thing. A lot of us get frustrated when that happens, that we've had to spend the money, and then let's say it's a $2,000 emergency instead of a $1,000 emergency, so you're $1,000 more than what you had saved, and then you fall into, well, I've got to use a credit card or I've got to take out a personal loan. You do what you have to do to address that emergency, but don't, it's not the end-all, be-all. Get back up. It's like if you're a boxer and you get knocked down, get back up. It's okay. Just remember, there's lots of ways to put it back. So when you get additional paychecks or things happen during the year, put back what you can and don't let it get you down.
Well, you have to be kind to yourself.
Yes.
And when you've got that $1,000 head start or even a $500 head start, well, it's just like when kids are applying for financial aid for school after high school. Well, it's not worth my time because it's only a $200 scholarship. it's $200 you don't have to pay.
Right. And on the student loan part of this, think about it that you borrow the money now, but the interest in many cases, if it's not subsidized, it accumulates the whole time you're in college and you don't make a payment on it till literally years later. So when that interest capitalizes, that can be a nice little chunk. So like you said, every little bit helps.
Absolutely, it does. And then is it ever too early, or even better, is it ever too late? You know what, Dion? I'm in my 50s now. My children are grown. If anything happens, I'll just pay for it. I'm not fooling with that.
Right. Never too early, never too late. Because here's the thing. If you're in your late teens or early 20s and you build the habit now, you're going to have good financial habits for life and really start out on the right track. But if you're older, the things don't change in terms of, and actually you probably have more things going on in terms of kids, pets, house, car,
health's
a big one. So you have a lot of those things going on because maybe prescription drugs and things of that nature. Anything you can do to help yourself, because at any age, you still have income coming in and you still have expenses. So if you get ahead of it, with the budget's a really good starting place, though. If you get control of how you're directing what's coming in to what's going out, that's a really good head start on establishing your savings, not only for the rainy days, but for the other goals that you have. And then when the emergencies happen, they hurt, but the impact's not quite as great because you've done all you can to prepare for them. So if you're listening today, it doesn't matter how young or how old, it's not too early and it's not too late, because you can have a positive impact on your financial future.
And so many of us had to go into our savings accounts during the pandemic.
Yes.
And that was not an uncommon experience. And, you know, and then when you have losses of jobs, businesses are closing, and you got laid off, or you've been asked to take off 6 months without pay, well, you still have to live. Got to pay the power bill and keep water and gas in the car and that kind of thing. So a great many people, I get the sense, at this point, just in the cycle of life, find themselves looking at savings accounts that have a significantly lower balance than they did 2 or 3 years ago.
And in the last 90 days, what we've seen happening with interest rates, I believe the inflation number this morning was 9.1%. I was looking at that before I came to the studio. So inflation's up. So that means pain at the gas pump, loaf of bread's more, gallon of milk's more, ground beef's more, all of those things. So that's stretching the budget. And even if you have a solid budget, the number just went up and you didn't do anything about it.
So
it's not your fault. It's out of your hands.
So you can't feel bad. I mean, the reason you established that fund all those years ago was to help you in times of trouble.
That's right.
And that's what, as a society, it feels like so many of us are now starting to come out of the dark and get back in the light a little bit. And it's a grand opportunity to start feeding that fund again.
Yes, because on the pandemic side, we're getting to a better place on the employment side of the pandemic. But now we've got the price pressures in the broader economy at the gas pump and at the grocery store. So that's where we have to really be diligent of addressing that's looking us right in the face, but then also trying to save for those other things that come up, the emergencies and the Christmas club and just other goals that we have.
Now, you have mentioned in earlier conversations about that the credit union has a rainy day account.
Yes.
You've mentioned that. So how does that work and what's really involved with that? And does the credit union have to feed that account just like individuals would have to feed their personal emergency savings accounts?
We do. The technical term is it's our net worth. It's our equity in the credit union. And there's one way we build it. It's through earnings. So the quote unquote earnings, because we are a not-for-profit financial cooperative. So the earnings we have, we do three things with it. The first is that we build that rainy day fund, that we save money for the future. And that's definitely something that during the pandemic that we had to hit because of the just changes in consumer behavior.
Right.
There was less borrowing. There was less habits of the consumers that usually had a different impact on our bottom line. But also, we give back to our members with our earnings by way of really good loan rates, really good deposit rates, and we keep fees as low as possible. And then the last thing is how we reinvest in the future. So this week, we were approved to purchase property in Moxville for a future branch, and I've referenced that on prior shows. So we're really excited to have a Moxville location in the future. But we invest in technology. We've invested to upgrade our card program. For example, during COVID, our cards became contactless. We were actually planning that to address a younger membership that demands that, but it turned out to be a great perk during the pandemic when, you know, you're trying to make things contactless and make it convenient and safe.
And well, and because of the size and the nature of Piedmont mm-hmm. Advantage too, you're able to respond to the needs of society and the demands of your customers much more quickly and efficiently than could a large national multi-state institution that's dependent on meetings and Zoom and consideration and reflection. You all are able to identify, resolve, and then move forward.
That's correct, because we also have launched a business services program since coming out of the pandemic. But during the pandemic, when we had no business services, we were able to, in a matter of weeks, launch the SBA Paycheck Protection Program loans, and we made over 50 of those, totaling over $1.5 million in volume. So we do try to be nimble and flexible. But in terms of our, once again, we do three things with the earnings we have. We build our emergency fund, we give back to the members through rates and fees being favorable, and we invest in the future for their convenience as members. So everything we do is geared towards serving our members and giving back to them.
It's 9:44 on WSJS. We're talking with Dion Williams in headlines and fine print. Dion, of course, the president and CEO of Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. We're going to step aside for just a moment and head to the kitchen table for Rach on the radio. News Talk Sports for the Triad, WSJS.
Headlines and the fine print with host Dion Williams, president and CEO of Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. This is a program that will help you ask all the right questions and learn more about the best financial products and services for you and your family. Monthly, Dion will help listeners navigate headlines and the fine print and make sense of the financial service promises and offerings. Headlines and the fine print with Dion Williams from Piedmont Advantage Credit Union, only on WSJS.
News Talk Sports for the Triad, WSJS, headlines in fine print with Dion Williams, president and CEO of Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. So we've talked about the emergency savings fund, the importance and the value of it, both emotionally and intellectually and financially, which of course is obvious, also for the credit union itself. But Dion, if there was another bit of advice or nugget of wisdom you could share with your younger self, mm-hmm. what is it?
Let's go back to what we were talking about earlier in terms of the budget and drill a little deeper in terms of wants and needs. And that's something I wish I understood much better at a younger age. Because here's the thing. If I want to buy a car, yes, I need transportation. But do I need a $250 car payment or do I need a $600 car payment? Because here's the thing. If I had the $600 car payment, that's the opportunity cost versus the $250 car payment of something else I could do with that money. So when we're talking with members at Piedmont Advantage and our Simply Service, that we're trying to be more than transactional. We're really trying to be their financial partner, their financial advisor, that if we say, well, if you do this $250 car payment vehicle, then you've got $350 left that you could put into your 401k, that you could put into your savings account, that you could do something else with. Same thing with the house. The first question is, what do I qualify for? Well, what do I qualify for is a wants question. It's not a needs question.
Right.
Like, well, how many people's in your family? What's your situation? How much space do you need? Because again, a house payment that's $3,000 a month versus a house payment that's half that, wants versus needs, and then how you deploy, you know, that opportunity cost of what else you could do with that money. Because if you've got just a couple $100 a month in difference in house payment or car payment, and you translate that into setting it aside in a 401k account and time value of money, I mean, $200 a month, 12 months a year, that's $2,400. Throw an interest multiplier on that over a number of years,
right.
You're looking at a nest egg at that point. So I wish I understood that better, that yes, you need a house, yes, you need a car, but at what level?
Yeah, I'm not sure that I knew anything, well, until maybe recently, but right. Certainly in my youth, those were not questions that we had any conversation about, and it was nowhere in my thinking. So it's not too late, but certainly it's never too early. Go ahead and get started. And if folks have questions, they can go into any branch, Piedmont Advantage Credit Union, and sit down and have that conversation.
That's right. We welcome those conversations because, again, we don't want to be order takers. We don't want to be transactional. We want to help you. We want to be your financial partner for life. We're launching a youth program because we're wanting to get to our members at a younger age and help them build those good money habits at a young age. But it doesn't matter what station in life. If you're about to retire or you're retiring, we have a wealth management program. So we have something literally for all stages of life to be your financial partner. And that's what we want to do. We want to spend time with you. We don't want to turn the lobby, how can I help you get out, next person. We want you to stay in there and sit a while, talk to us, tell us what's going on. It's like if you're building a deck and you go to the home improvement store, if you just tell them, I want lumber and hammer and nails, and they just give you that, okay, that's transactional, but the deck is the dream. And so when you come see us, well, I want to put this money into this account, or I want to borrow a certain amount of money. If we just process the transaction, we're not getting to the heart of the matter. We want to know, well, what are your goals? What are you thinking about? Because we may have something else that can help you get there faster, help you get there better. We want to have that conversation, build that relationship, and get to know you because we feel like we can really help you achieve those goals.
And in every sense of the word, it is a teaching and learning moment.
It is. And we're a member-owned financial cooperative, so we want our member owners to take advantage of all that we have available to them. We have a staff of over 100 people. We're there to serve. We're there to help. And we have a lot of products and solutions and services that you talk to us. We're not charging you. We're not charging you by the hour. We're not charging you for the conversation. The conversation is something that we have with you because we're passionate about what we do. We're passionate about helping our credit union members achieve their goals.
Well, you mentioned Simply Service too, and Dion, it galls me at some places. You can ask for make a fairly simple request. It's innocuous, and somebody go, well, that's not my job.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about Simply Service. That's completely it's 180 degrees in the other direction, where it's a collaborative effort between all of the team members to sit down, have the conversation, and come together and find a solution for everybody's unique situation.
That's right. And Simply Service is not a linear process. It's circular, meaning that when you walk out the door, that's not the end of it. We want you to come back. We want to follow up. We want to know how you're doing. We want to monitor your progress. So the step one of Simply Service is greeting, and step seven is that follow-up, because we want it to be a never-ending give and take with the members, that we're always communicating and we're always seeking new ways to help them.
This is an ongoing relationship with Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. You have access to over 5,000 branches within that credit union network, more than 35,000 surcharge-free ATMs. Your family's taking advantage of those.
That's right.
And some of their summer adventures, and thank goodness, right? Absolutely. And we look forward to Dion's next visit with Headlines and Fine Print, President and CEO of Piedmont Advantage Credit Union, and the website where you can always connect with your local branch and learn more about the Piedmont Advantage story, starting July 2nd. We just had that anniversary, 1940, Piedmont Aviation Incorporated, which again then would lead to the eventual of the credit union in 1949. But the website, pacu.com, PACU.com. So what's on the horizon? Quickly, we just got a few seconds left. Dion, what's on the horizon for Piedmont Advantage?
I mentioned the Moxville branch earlier in the show. Youth programs launching. Business services are new. And I want to give a quick shout out to Emily and Matt from our marketing team that's in studio with us today that's joining us. So I want to thank everyone for listening. Join us in August. And please look us up anytime, pacu.com. We're here to serve you. And if you're listening to the show, chances are you're eligible to join the credit union.
Emily, what'd you think?
It was awesome and so fun. I appreciate you having me today.
Oh, we are so glad you're here. Matt?
Hey.
It's good to see you too, buddy. We love Matt. All right. Matt and Emily and Dion Williams, Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. We'll see y'all in a few weeks. We appreciate the visit. Headlines and Fine Print. The Brian Kilmeade Show is coming up next on News Talk Sports for the Triad, WSJS.
Hello, I'm Dion Williams, President and CEO of Piedmont Advantage Credit Union. Join me on Wisdom Wednesday for headlines and fine print from 9 to 10 a.m. Headlines can be misleading. The details are in the fine print. We'll explore current events and the financial landscape to equip you to better navigate the choices in products and services that meet your financial needs. Let's cut through the noise in ads and promotions to prepare you to take flight on your financial journey.